Hi, this is Ray Sargent, and welcome to this edition of Set Free. Our topic today is, we can't live for Christ. Many of us have been taught that we need to live for Christ, to live each day for Jesus. We have been told to do our best for Him. So in order to do that, we've tried desperately to live for Him, to do everything we can to please Him, to work hard for Him. We strive to keep all the laws of Christian living. Then, after trying and failing, we might give up for a while. Maybe not consciously, but we just sort of glide along, feeling lukewarm about our fellowship with God. Then one day we hear a message telling us we need to rededicate our lives, to renew the fire, to return to our first love. So we dutifully trod on down to the front of the church and once again rededicate our life and promise the Lord that we will try to do better. We will be more consistent at prayer or Bible reading or witnessing or whatever comes to our guilt-ridden, condemned mind at the moment. Yes, Lord, I'll try to do better. I rededicate myself to work harder, to be more on fire for You, to live for You each day. Then a little time passes, and next thing we know, we're burnt out from trying to live for Jesus. So back we go again, stirring up revival fire in our soul, trying once again to live a better Christian life, living daily for the Lord. Am I reading your mail? Have you found yourself in this bondage treadmill? Then what you need to do is look at the preposition for. You've been trying to do things for the Lord, trying to live for Christ. That's a hopeless way of living, and it's nowhere to be found in the New Covenant. In fact, you can do a word search, and you'll never find any of the New Covenant writers admonishing us to live for Christ. Yet, in our own strength, which is in fact self-righteousness, we've tried desperately to do it. What is the difference, you may ask? The difference is that by living for Him, you are doing the works. Dead works. Thinking that Christ is in you, but you are still doing everything. You have likely been asking Him to help you do it. It's true that Christ is in us, but what we need to more thoroughly understand is that we are also in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." He's living His life through us. We're really dead. Now He is our life. In fact, this life that you are living now isn't really your life. It's Christ living in and through you. You died. Paul put it this way in Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." In Colossians 3:3, it says, "You died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." God the Father sees you as in Christ. He doesn't see a struggling, stumbling heavenward failure, which is trying to live like Christ. He sees you complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10, "And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power." Since we are in Christ, we have died. There's no more need for us to rededicate ourselves. This life you are now living is Jesus living through you, and He doesn't need to rededicate Himself. He doesn't need to rekindle the fire. Let's look at how Jesus explained this in John 15, verses 4 and 5 in the Message Bible. Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that the branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. When you are joined with me, and I with you, the relationship intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be bountiful. Separated, you can't produce a thing. The vine is Christ. We're the branches. Can a branch produce anything without the vine? John 15:4 says, no. Does a branch produce fruit at all? No. It only bears the fruit. Christ produces the fruit. We are not called on to do our best. We are simply called on to submit to the vine, which is Jesus. The branch is set free from the work of producing the fruit. That's the job of the tree. No more struggling to produce the fruit of the Spirit. We just bear that fruitful life. No more trying to live for Christ. We can't do it. Allow yourself to live in Christ and allow Him to live through you. That simple submission to the life of Christ in us and through us in Him. That's the life of one who lives set free.
In Christ I'm loved, I am forgiven. By His death, I am redeemed. Through His life, I am holy. I am changed, He set me free. Christ is my life, my hope of glory. In Him I'm righteous as He. The life I live, not by my power, it's His life that flows through me. I am loved, forgiven, changed, and I'm free. He's my wisdom and my power. All things can be. In Christ I'm loved, I am accepted. I'm in Him, and He's in me. Free from the law and my performance, He's my life. In Him I'm free. In the Beloved I am accepted, and He wants no more from me than to trust Him, daily resting in His grace and sovereignty. I am loved, forgiven. All things can be. He's the vine, we are the branches. I abide in Him, and He in me. Apart from Him, I can do nothing. He is my life. In Him am free.